Hi, 100.7 The Bay.
Hi, this is Ethan Peck calling for Joanna.
Hi, Ethan. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. I am so excited to talk to you about Shore Leave, which is coming in July right here to Hunt Valley.
Yes. I was traveling, so I'm glad we finally connected.
Yes, me too. Where were you?
I was in Bonn, Germany for FedCon, which is an amazing German convention.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the Star Trek fan base like in Germany?
They're so kind and excited. So apparently Star Trek's been huge in Germany for years. And so this convention was a Star Trek only convention for its first 20 years. I think this is its 25th year. It was very cool. And the fans were so lovely and just excited.
That's amazing. I was going to ask how the embrace of the Trekkies and the Trekkers has been for you since joining the family.
I think it's been good. You know, I don't really go online that often to look for any kind of feedback because that gives me way too much anxiety. So I'm kind of only aware of the positivity. Like the first photo was first posted on like the Star Trek Instagram page. I like looked and it was like there's 700 negative comments. And I was like, all right, well, I'm never going to do that again. And there's no point.
Oh, dear.
I think it's mostly been positive. I don't know. Do you have any awareness for that?
No, I like the beard. I don't know what the problem is.
My mom sends me only the good stuff. So that's like all I'm aware of. Beyond that first sort of plunge into the negativity on Instagram.
So you're close with your mom?
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. I was born and raised in L.A. Both of my parents still live here. They've split up many years ago. But yeah, I try to see them a few times a month.
You won't believe this. My mom went to Shore Leave starting in 1989 and would bring me back signed programs from the stars.
No way.
And then brought me down to hang out in the lobby as a kid. So I've been going to this convention forever.
Wow, that's awesome.
We are so excited to have you coming to Maryland.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be coming.
Have you been here before for anything?
No, I haven't actually.
Is it going to be fly in, hotel, fly back out?
It will probably be that, but give me a couple good spots. Let me grab a pen. Crab cakes sounds pretty awesome.
There is a place just around the corner from here, down York Road a little bit, but it's called Pappas Sports Bar.
Great. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Other than that, what are you working on other than Star Trek Discovery?
Working on getting work right now. That's kind of an actor's life. I'm mostly unemployed and looking for more work.
You've worked with some pretty cool people in the past. Do you talk or hang out with any of them at all?
Yeah, no, I don't. But I actually saw Ashton for the first time since I was like 15 years old at an event like 4 months ago. And we were like, hey, what's up, man? Like, so that was pretty surreal. And fun to run into him.
If you're looking for work, what kind of work are you looking for? Stage, voiceover, movies, different kind of roles?
Anything that's compelling and tells a good story, to be honest. I love the idea of moving into the superhero space. First of all, I love the idea of doing a spinoff with Anson and Rebecca. An Enterprise spinoff. So we have our fingers crossed that will happen. Second to that, I mean, Spock is such an interesting character. He's such a strange, odd person. And I'd love to continue in the vein of that, you know, really interesting, complex characters. I used to say Batman, but in a way I think Spock is cooler. And so I've kind of like gotten the dream role I never knew I wanted, never knew it would be available to me. I like the idea of moving into sort of villainous territory.
Ooh.
If I could give you an archetype.
Yes.
Maybe like a charming psychopath would be kind of fun.
Like a Patrick Bateman?
Yeah, that's a great reference, yeah.
Maybe they're due for a reboot.
You know, actually, you know, it's funny you say that. Like, there have been so many reboots. I'm thrilled and honored to be carrying on this legacy. I've also sort of done it with 10 Things I Hate About You, which was one of my first TV jobs, right where I reprised the role of Patrick Verona, most incredibly and wonderfully played by Heath Ledger. And I was thinking, you know, it'd be so great, and I come from legacy myself, as I'm sure you know.
Yes.
And I thought it'd be so great to have something that I just make my own and create my own legacy. So maybe I'd like to stay away from taking on famous characters that have been played before, because not only is it super stressful, but then, you know, you're just always compared and nice to just have my own thing.
With the 10 Things That I Hate About You, is music something that you would ever want to do more of?
Probably not. I did grow up playing cello classically. On my own time, in the privacy of my own home, I'd like to play more music, but not for any public purpose.
I'm trying to think if you would have a classic rock favorite song or...
You know, I kind of missed out on the whole classic rock train. I'm like the only guy ever. I did listen a lot to Pink Floyd. When I was in college, though.
Our listeners are huge Pink Floyd fans, so they will be excited to hear that.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Ethan. And like I said, I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Sounds good. Thank you, too.